Hey there, beautiful souls. Novaline here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching distractions and rewiring your brain for focus. Welcome back to Unfollowed, where we're all about breaking free from the algorithm's grip and finding that sweet spot of inner peace in this crazy digital world. Today, we're diving deep into something I truly believe is the backbone of a fulfilling life. Mindful communication. Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded with information? It's like living in a never-ending news cycle, a sea of notifications, and a constant stream of opinions thrown at you from every corner of the internet. You know that feeling when you try to have a real conversation but your mind keeps wandering back to that unanswered email or that juicy TikTok video you saw earlier? Yeah, me too. It's exhausting, right? But here's the thing. Mindful communication isn't just about being present in conversations, it's about consciously choosing how we engage with information and each other, both online and offline. So, let's break it down into five juicy takeaways that can help you navigate this digital minefield with grace and intention. Firstly, remember to be intentional with your time online. Think of social media as a buffet, there's so much out there, but you don't have to eat it all. Be selective about the content you consume, unfollow accounts that drain your energy, and set boundaries for yourself. Maybe allocate specific times for checking emails or scrolling through feeds instead of letting it be a constant background noise in your life. Secondly, practice active listening. This means truly focusing on what someone is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and listen with your whole heart. When we truly listen, we build deeper connections and foster understanding. It's like that old adage, we have two ears and one mouth, use them in proportion. Thirdly, cultivate empathy. Remember, everyone has their own story, their own struggles, and their own perspectives. Try to see things from other people's point of view, even if you don't agree with them. It's like that time you were convinced pineapple on pizza was a culinary crime until your friend explained the magic of sweet and savory. Sometimes, expanding our empathy can lead to unexpected understanding and growth. Fourthly, communicate with kindness and clarity. Think before you type or speak. Choose words that are constructive and supportive, even when you're disagreeing. Remember, online communication lacks the nuances of face-to-face interaction, so it's extra important to be mindful of how our words can impact others. It's like texting your best friend versus sending a formal email. The tone and language should reflect the situation. Finally, don't be afraid to unplug. Just like we need breaks from physical activity, our brains need breaks from the constant stimulation of the digital world. Take time for activities that nourish your soul, spending time in nature, reading a good book, meditating, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. These moments of disconnection can help you recharge and reconnect with yourself. Now, let me tell you a story about this whole mindful communication thing. I was scrolling through social media the other day, feeling overwhelmed by all the negativity and drama. Then, I saw a post from my friend Sarah, who was sharing her experience volunteering at a local animal shelter. Her words were so genuine and heartwarming, they instantly shifted my mood. I realized that in our quest for likes and followers, we often forget about the power of authentic connection. By choosing to share stories that inspire, uplift, and connect us, we can create a more positive and meaningful online experience for ourselves and others. Just like Sarah's post, every interaction has the potential to make a difference. So, remember my beautiful friends, mindful communication is a practice, not a destination. It takes conscious effort and intention, but the rewards are immeasurable. By being present, listening actively, cultivating empathy, communicating with kindness, and taking breaks from the digital world, we can create more fulfilling relationships, build stronger communities, and ultimately live more meaningful lives. What's one small step you can take today to practice mindful communication in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Unfollowed so you don't miss out on any future episodes where we dive deeper into the art of focus and well-being in this crazy digital age. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.